This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I don't think we're being thankful enough. No, I'm not talking about you, my audience. I'm talking about us, my team. I don't think we're being thankful enough. I'm thankful for you guys. No, really, I am. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm thankful for you guys. I know I'm laughing as I say it. Because, and the reason why I'm laughing as I say it, because I know you don't believe me. And I knew you wouldn't believe me when I said it. And that's what got me to laughing. But seriously, I could not do this without you. Well, actually I could, but that's beside the point. How about this? Let's do it this way. I wouldn't want to do it without you. You really keep me company, and you do a pretty good job at times. And I know we're not doing the show we always want to do, but I'm still thankful. I'm thankful for my producers. I'm thankful for you, the people that listen to this program and spread it. I'm being honest. I truly am. We are, you know, here's the thing. We talk about this as we move closer to Christmas and all this, but we should be thanking each other more. I'm going to make it a point for the rest of this year. I mean, that's not fair. I'm going to make it a point. All next year, I will thank you guys. By the way, I think we did a pretty good job. I believe we answered, I'm going to say 99% of every message we got. And the reason why I'm going to say 99% is because when you're in the social media, you don't always get the messages. I know people think, Kevin, I sent you a tweet, a direct message. I sent you a message on Facebook. I swear to you. I responded to a message one time. It was 2 years. It didn't show up for 2 years. And I apologized. I was like, holy, it was like a whole treasure trove of messages that I didn't even know where they were. And I just started responding to people. And nobody got mad. They're like, oh, man, I know you're busy. No, I'm not. I'm not that busy to not respond to somebody in 2 years. So anyway, I responded to all of them. Got some friends out of that. I like that. So thank you, guys. And we have so much to be thankful for. Let's forget Thanksgiving. I'm talking about we have a reason to be thanking the good Lord. This is we are well past Thanksgiving. And I'm saying we have more to be joyous about. Oh, Kevin, we lost. You're not going to rain on my parade. You couldn't tell me anything negative. Oh, Kevin, you're going to be married to what's her name? Maxine Waters. So, see, you can't get to me. Bring in my beloved. You almost got to me there. You almost got to me. Almost got to myself. Oh, man, we have so much to be thankful for. I'm thinking, look at what's happening in France. Macron is in turmoil. Paris is in turmoil. We tried to warn him. It's in turmoil. Robert Mueller do you think he's going to have a good Christmas? Do you think he's going to have a great holiday season? Do you believe he's looking forward to the year 2019? Be honest. Be honest. I don't think so. What about the Clintons? You think they're all excited? I don't think so. Anybody think Macron? French President Emmanuel Macron? You think he's excited about 2019? What about Angela Merkel? What about Trudeau? What about Britain? Is there anybody? I'm just asking you, where do you think the excitement is? You think the excitement is with all these leftists that have watched the world around them get destroyed at their doing, and then Donald Trump comes along, and by the way, my happiness isn't based on Trump. I'm just using him as an example. He comes along. He brings sanity back. Sanity. That's all it is. This is no mystical, magical, anything special. All Donald Trump did was issue back sanity into the world. He said, you should protect your borders. You should feel good about who you are. I was thinking about, what was it, a race or something? Maybe it was a dream, because, you know, sometimes reality gets mixed up with that stuff. But it was something like, I couldn't imagine parents not cheering for their own kids and things like this. But it was bigger than that. Maybe it was a daydream, because I remember I was driving when this thought hit me. And I was just thinking, who doesn't root for their own team? For example, when my son was in a school one time, they were having like a drive. And they were going to sell some, I don't know, some big old, like a pastry. And every school in the neighborhood was selling the same pastry. And these little kids would come, every kid, hey, will you sign up to buy it? And I was like, okay, I'll sign up and buy one. And then when it was time for my son, I said, okay, you're going to go get two from everybody. You know, you got to outdo them. You know, our school we had school spirit, but ours was late. We were like 2 days late. No, it ain't because it was a black school, but we were 2 days late in getting all the stuff out. So all these kids had already hit up all the houses, and I said, don't worry about it. I said, you have to, when you go by, you say, yeah, well, my dad bought your from your daughter, or your son, because he knew all the kids, and they was like, go get them, champ. Go be somebody. Came back, he sold a bunch of those things. So all I'm saying is we all have our pride, but I want to go back to being thankful because I'm getting off track. Thank you for the heads up. Producers will be like, hey, you're getting off track. That we got a sign for Kevin, you're getting off track. They use it all the time. I usually ignore it, like right now. Anyway, there's so much to be thankful for, and I'm not joking about this in any flippant way. I don't mean it just because of political stuff. I mean it because of the things in your life that are going right, and it's not a Thanksgiving. Let's be happy that things are going right. It is a be thankful for your life. Be thankful that I'll even tell you that social media exists and you can find friends. I had a dinner. I don't know. It's been about 3 weeks ago with a guy I'd never met, but I want to explain just how good this guy is. He says, hey, Kevin, I want to send you a book. I said, I'll be honest, man. I'm not going to have time to read it. He says, that's okay. He says, by the way, I live in Florida. If you're ever down in Fort Lauderdale, look me up. I have a house. It's on the market for $7 million. He goes, you can stay there if you need to. He says, here it is. Google it. So I Googled it. I had my friends go rob it. No, I'm kidding. But I was like, hey, are you serious? He goes, yeah, man. Excuse me. He goes, yeah, if you get down here, you should definitely come do it. But anyway, long story short, he had a piece of property where I lived, and he came up. Said, are you available for dinner? Yeah, man, I'd love to come out, hang out with you. And I did. And I'm just saying, I'm thankful that we have that type of interaction now. We can do these types of things. So anyway, we got a lot to be thankful for. Trump and Macron, speaking of Paris, and is he going to be thankful? We got that to talk about. And then I want to talk about next hour, because I'm going to cover a lot of Trump and Macron this hour, because there's a lot to be talked about. Keep it in.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Okay, you've been given a task, and that task is to hire 7,500 law enforcement people that are going to work on the border. 7,500. What price would you want? What would it take for you to get that? To say, I want that job. You know, like, would you want to do it for $10 million? If I gave you $10 million and I said you got to hire 7,500 law enforcement people, all are going to be border agents. So it's not like you're hiring a sheriff and a deputy and regular police, you know, regular police officers, and then, you know, whatever, county cops or whatever. They're all border agents, and so they have a certain skill set or whatever. You got to hire 7,500 of them. What amount of money? If I gave you $10 million, would you take the contract to find me 7,500 qualified border agents? Would you? Would you guys? You would? Do the math. I mean, you know what? Let's do the math real quick. So if I gave you $10 million to hire 7,500 people, let's see, divided by 7,500, that's $1,300, $1,333 a person. So here's the deal. A group got $297 million to hire 7,500 people. So, get this. That's almost $40,000 a person. 40 grand. Seriously? Okay, now, let's take the economies of scale. Would you hire one at a time? No. You'd go out and you'd say, I need to hire 25 border agents today. They come in, you screen them, you got your firearm, safety check, whatever. Do you speak Spanish? That would help, right? Bilingual, blah, blah, whatever. I don't know what the criteria is. Do you love America? Do you want to protect the border? Whatever. Go through the obstacle course. If you can make it, do whatever. $40,000 a person. I'm just saying, I would do it 50 at a time. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. Are you freaking serious? Wow. This is crazy time. Crazy talk. Yeah, $40,000. So here's what Judicial Watch put this out. In the fleecing of American taxpayers, a company with a $297 million government contract to hire Border Patrol agents has only managed to enlist 15. A year ago, the Trump administration contracted with Accenture Federal Service, which is Accenture is a big firm, one of the big four. There's like Accenture, PricewaterhouseCoopers, Deloitte, and maybe there's one other now. I don't know who. But one of the company I used to work for was in this business. They were called CSC. And so you go out and you get these government contracts. EDS is a good one. Perot Systems. Now Amazon has become a big one. But point is, they get these huge contracts. And I've been through this with I told you guys this story before, but I was with a GS-15. It was in what was in the Department of Justice. And one of the big firms, I won't say which one, had a contract for $500 million. $500 million contract. And they had spent $350 million and had not made a single deliverable on that contract. In other words, if the contract was for dog doo-doo, they spent $350 million and did not have one turd that was delivered, okay, just to put it into some nasty perspective. So this guy was boiling mad at him. Called me in because he was going to give me a bigger contract. My contracts are going to go from like $3 million to $50 million, which is a big deal to me. But he was like, I'm setting you up to take over these kinds of contracts because he knew I would deliver. My company would deliver. Anyway, they got a $297 million contract to hire 7,500 people over a year. I mean, a year ago they got the contract. They've hired 15. The article says the company has fallen shamelessly short of fulfilling the terms of the deal. Apparently, 33 additional candidates have accepted the job offer, but they haven't officially started working. So even throwing that in, that's a total of 48 people that have been hired. $40,000 a person almost. They say Customs Border Protection provided these figures on their website. It's a 5-year contract, cost for bringing in 5,000 Border Patrol agents, 2,000 CBP, which are Customs and Border Protection officers, 500 Air and Marine officers. So they doled out $43 million in cash, and it's going to keep flowing until the nearly $300 million limit is reached, which terminates the contract. I'm used to this. I cut my teeth in government at one point in my professional career and found out just how wasteful and it is corrupt. I wasn't a part of the corruption, but I know where the corruption lies. That's why I say when anybody tells me government needs more money, I'm telling you government doesn't need another dime. Government could give you back a dime for every dime it got and still be running efficiently. It's hiding money, moving money around. It is a shell game that nobody in government wants you to figure out. And I got close enough to it to where, you know, I know what's going on. But, and even knowing that, I don't know all the insides. I don't know where the dark money goes for the CIA and the NSA and these guys and these projects to get hidden. I have a suspicion of how it's there just from my observations, how it gets there. Because, you know, from things that I've done, that I've seen inside of how the contracting works. How do you figure that these guys can have these, I don't know if you guys remember the story, but there's a warehouse that's so big, that the government employees had set up sofas and TVs and stereo systems and all that, and it was hidden in the warehouse. This is how big this warehouse is. It was hidden, and it finally got discovered by some whistleblower who wasn't in on the deal. But they had refrigerators, microwave. I mean, they could do anything. As long as they kept it on the down low, they weren't trying to barbecue in there, you know, where you could smell it, then they were good to go. And it got discovered. I want you to think of how big a warehouse has to be and what kind of system you have to have in place to build that little fiefdom inside of a government warehouse and nobody discover it for years. Do you think we don't have enough product? That warehouse is probably millions of square feet. And it's tucked in nooks and crannies and corners to where it's such a maze that only the people who are with, only the cool kids get to go back there and sit in the sofas and the beds. And I mean, it was like having a luxury apartment inside of a government warehouse. That's the kind of stuff that we pay for. Anyway, they say they quote unnamed sources of the Homeland Security Agency, including a genderless CBP spokesperson who said Accenture has 3,700 additional candidates in the hiring process. The company expects a gradual increase of candidates. Fine. But look, we got a border to protect. You've been given a contract to do something. Go make it happen. Is it really that difficult? I mean, what are we going to do? We're going to let illegals take these jobs? Wow. I'm just telling you. $10 million, $20 million, $100 million, whatever. $297 million to hire 7,500 people. That's a terrible waste of taxpayer money.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The family of an American who is under arrest in Russia for spying charges fear for his safety. Brother David Whalen says Russia detained 48-year-old retired Marine Paul Whalen last week while he was in Moscow, and officials are calling it a spy mission. David Whalen says he'll have to trust the Russian lawyers to represent his brother, Paul.
We will go along with the embassy's recommended list, and hopefully Paul will find a lawyer that will be able to help him through the criminal allegations that Russia has alleged.
Democrat Gretchen Whitmer was sworn in as Michigan's 49th governor. She pledges to work with Republican majorities in the state Senate and House.
Divided government might make solving problems harder, but not impossible. We need to come together now, not as Democrats and Republicans, but as Michiganders.
Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The left, they have a problem with each other, and sometimes we get blessed to see it highlighted, and it happened just recently. So, conservatives, put this one in the win column. Because occasionally you watch leftism implode upon itself, and it is a win for us. There is no way they win. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to KJ Radio.com, 844-551-8255. Leftism imploding on itself. Different factions. There's probably, conservatively, what, 10, 15 factions? If you really break it down, it's probably 20 to 25, you know, 10, 5 to 10 smaller ones. But there are probably, what, 10 big ones? When I say factions within the left, I'm talking about women. I'm talking about millennials. I'm talking about millennial women, I'm talking about women of color, you know, I'm talking about Latino women, I'm talking about Latinos, I'm talking about blacks, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the LGBT, then you can separate them each, L, G, B, and T, oh, and Q, you get what I'm saying? Then you can look at the black LGBT, the white LGBT, the this, that, and the other. Then there's the white men who sort of fall in a very ambiguous place because they're still white men. But they're eunuchs, sort of, here. So you got all these different factions. And then you've got things like the anti-war people, the higher tax people, you know, the cause folks, the environmentalist, and all that. So, as I said, you've easily got 10 major factions, maybe more, 10 to 15. Then you've got 5 to 10 minor factions. And they're always competing. The only thing they share is a hatred of us. And what's funny, the environmentalists pretend that they care about the earth more than we do. They don't. Women say they care about women more than conservative women or conservatives in general. They don't. They claim they care about blacks. They claim they care about children. They claim they care about animals and you name it. And the fact is, they don't care about any of them to the degree that we do. See, we help every faction that they talk about because we don't look at, you know, the things the way they do. We don't look at people in buckets. We don't look at animals in buckets. We look at what's best for everybody, mankind. And we include animals and plants and beetles and all kinds of stuff, not them. So when I see them go at it, I love it. And that's what happened. Feminism and LGBTism clashed at Eastern Michigan University. EMU. They canceled their production of the Vagina Monologues. And they took the action because of the play's lack of diversity and inclusion. What? Not enough men? Oh, don't be silly. In a world of feminists, there are no men, at least no real men. As it turns out, the problem with the vagina monologues, I'm giving you hints along the way, is according to the left, not all women have vaginas. The school's Women Resource Center emailed students of the cancellation of this play following an evaluation of survey responses about the production. The survey respondents opposing the production consistently indicated they were concerned that the play centers on cisgender women, that the play's version of feminism excludes some women, including trans women, and that the overall, the vagina monologue, lacks diversity and inclusion. I'm telling you, if you saw this story, you might have passed it going, come on, whatever. You may have even passed it going, who cares, I never saw it, I ain't going to see it, what's the big deal? In the email, the Women's Resource Center asked if the vagina monologues, which was penned in 1994 by activist Eve Ensler, is, quote, still relevant to modern feminists. I would ask if modern feminists are still relevant to modern feminists, but that's a whole other thing. Anyway, this is what it says. This created a need to ask the question, do we still need the vagina monologues? And are the vagina monologues still relevant to the next generation of feminists? Now, this got me thinking. See, in 1994, when this was penned by this activist, there was nobody that penned the penis monologues. I don't know about you guys. I haven't seen the vagina monologues. But whatever comes out of the vagina monologue, I would say the equal and opposite should be the penis monologue. Wouldn't you want to know what the penis has to say about this thinking show? I do. It says the statement from the center emphasized their goal of, quote, recognizing and celebrating the diverse representation of women. And apparently for them, women now includes biological males. I know, twisted, but funny at the same time. So we've got to cover this. And it goes on to say this. We feel that making this decision is in line with the Women's Resource Center mission of recognizing and celebrating the diverse representations of women on campus, along with the overall mission of the Department of Diversity and Community Involvement, in which the WRC is housed, of supporting and empowering minoritized students and challenging systems and structures that perpetuate inequalities. And you wonder why your kids learn nothing in college? So, get this. There's a Department of Diversity and Community Involvement. There's a Women's Resource Center. And they believe in supporting and empowering minoritized students and challenging systems and structures that perpetuate inequalities, much like college. So, for example, college perpetuates inequalities because colleges rank themselves and they tell you Harvard is better than community college. They also perpetuate the inequalities by allowing you to take stupid degree plans. For example, you want to be a sociologist. A college should say to you, what are you, ignorant? Why don't you take a STEM class where you won't have to deal with the inequities of society? You may respond back, well, honestly, I'm too stupid to pass the math. And in which they say, okay, great. Then you need to understand you're going to have a degree that is going to make less money. That's going to be your inequality. Now, you can learn math. We can put you in some classes to help you get over it. But if not, then say hello to your little bitty paycheck. But no, they say, oh, it's unfair. And if it's a woman, God forbid, or a woman of color, oh, poor woman of color who's not good at math and is therefore relegated to a lower paying job. You do see how the patriarchal society has led you down this primrose path. Oh, my gosh. But I digress. So, Eastern Michigan University is not alone, folks. They're not the only one that took a stance against the vagina monologues. Both American University, think about it. American University and Mount Holyoke College panned the play as well. But here's how American University did it. Here's what was interesting. They created a new play. And here's what they called it. Breaking Ground Monologues. The objective, they claim, is to broaden the focus from specifically female genitalia to multiple identities and bodies. So, Mount Holyoke College followed suit. and said, well, why not? Since we're dumping the vagina, let's just make it into what a breaking ground. That's going to be the new name. Instead of it being vagina monologues, it's breaking ground monologues. And I wonder, this is just out of curiosity, because I'm always looking at things from a male perspective, does breaking ground include the penis? I find it interesting that colleges and universities show that play to begin with. If you want to show the play for your gender studies class, fine. But to make this nonsense a feature at any university is disturbing to me. I mean, if you're going to do it, make it even. Show it evenly, the male and the female thing. And again, I get it. If women want something that they go, ooh, this is so interesting. If my vagina could speak, I'm guessing that's what it's about. I honestly don't know. Maybe you guys should Google that for me so I could be more informed. Producers, it's your job. Keep me informed. Don't make me look stupid. Now I look stupid. Anyway, I'm going to go back to the show. So, you know, but if I had known more about it, I probably would be clamoring and saying, well, look, I want to hear what the penis would have to say. It's just as interesting. I mean, if you're going to give me your persona of a and this is what I'm just guessing here, but if it's going to be the persona of if my vagina could talk, then I think that, and I'm not trying to be crass. I'm not. I hope that my stations, because, you know, I'm on a lot of religious stations. I'm not trying to be crass at all. But if my penis could talk, I think it would have an interesting story as well. Anyway, I love to see these transgender fighting feminists, because this heterosexual male loves to watch sissy fights. But one tweet that I read may have said it best is, transgenderism may destroy feminism faster than the imaginary patriarchal feminists, the patriarchy feminists speak of. But don't believe this tweet, or me for that matter. Look at the evidence. Many stories exist where transgender males dominate women, particularly in sports. And now it appears that sexual identity will soon displace the very essence of woman. Because if you can be a woman without a vagina, fallopian tubes, a uterus, and so on, then what exactly is a woman? Trans women can't birth babies because they are biologically men. So by this definition, men are just women in waiting. Something to think about. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you talk, they will hear you. Oh, no.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
How long do you want to live? You want to live? Would you want to live to be like 150? I would want to live to be 150, maybe because if I was in good health. But I wouldn't want to live to be 150 and have to spend like 60 years of just No, sir. I know that sounds, because you know people want to live. You want to live. If you were in the best shape of your life and you were going to stay that way, you would go, yeah, I want to live. I'd want to live to be 150. If I could look like I and feel like I did when I was 30, right? Would you mature? There's maturity that comes with age, because as your body starts to go, you start getting more clarity about things, right? If you live to be 150, 200 years old, you, ooh, the clarity is, things change dramatically. Your middle age for you is not even 70. Middle age for you is like, you know, 95 to 115. You know, I'm just saying, everything changes. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. We're talking about life expectancy. And right now, life expectancy is roughly 80 years old. So you're middle-aged at 40, but you don't feel bad until maybe you get into, what, your 60s? And then you just ride out that last 18 years or so, you know, hoping that you can beat the odds. But there's no guarantee. I mean, the body is going to shut down. It is going to quit on you. And sometimes people will quit it for you. And as I said earlier, if you want to raise your life expectancy dramatically, immediately, right away, stay away from leftists. Stay away from liberals, progressives, whatever they call themselves. They are criminals. And they will kill you. And if they don't kill you, they'll get somebody to kill you. Oh, holy mother of Hillary Clinton, Hillary Rodham. They will kill you dead right where you stand. Won't even give 2 seconds of thought. And they will bring people over who are even willing to kill quicker than they are. They will bring banditos. They will bring terrorists. They will usher in a whole new movement like Antifa or Black Lives Matter. They don't care. You a cop, they'll shoot you in your back and kill you. They will ambush you. Oh, yeah, y'all think I'm kidding. I ain't kidding. Another thing that's happened, too, during the era of Obama, suicide rates are on the rise. By the way, they're still on the rise. They said they've been increasing. They've increased 33% from 1999 to 2017. The rate was 1.8 times higher in rural counties compared to city ones, the report found. People in the country are even killing themselves, probably over global warming. Yeah, probably because they don't have what, enough clean air out there or something. Maybe out of boredom. During the era of Obama, the life expectancy rose a bit, but now it's on its way down and people are worried about it. And I asked the question, is this true for blacks? Are blacks living longer? And they said, yes, black Americans are living longer, but they're still not living as long as whites, according to this report that WebMD published. With the overall death rate among black people, while it dropped 25% from 1999 to 2015, the average life expectancy of black Americans still lags behind whites by almost 4 years. That's a study from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, the CDC. We are 4 years behind whites. White privilege is apparently living longer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, most blacks, if you're a black and you're living to be 64, 65, whatever that 4 years that lags behind whites, then you don't live among other blacks. Not for the most part. You live in the suburbs. You live around white folks, non-black folks. It may be Asians, sprinkling of some Latinos, but it ain't black folks you're living by. We're seeing declines in the leading cause of death among blacks. Here's the leading cause. Leading cause of death among blacks. Heart disease, cancer, and HIV. I mean, How are blacks dying of HIV when Magic Johnson's living? Magic Johnson's, what, 112 now? Now, how's he living so long with HIV? Oh, that's right. He's got all that money, so he's getting all those protocols, and he's fighting off the disease. Those are the leading cause of death. See, that's not true. Heart disease, cancer, and HIV, they say that's the leading cause of death among blacks. For blacks, you got to break it into subcategories. I'll get to that in a second. They said the gap in the early death rate between blacks and whites is closing. For these 17 years, for all the causes of death in all ages, the disparity in death went down by more than half. Even so, critical disparities remain, they say. The closing of the gap is due to improved health of the black population overall. So I guess they want to say, black people, you got a present with Obamacare. Yeah, I don't know about that. I know Valerie Jarrett came on and said, you black people, you're not saying we've done anything for you. We made crack cocaine the same penalty as powder cocaine. And we gave you Obamacare, which is essentially saying we gave you welfare. We gave you a free check. There's been no more medical improvements for blacks during the era of Obama than there were prior to the era of Obama. Maybe there's better information about go to the doctor. I have a friend. He lives in Kentucky. He says, Kevin, I had he works for a big financial services firm. He says, I had a guy, black guy, who worked for me, and he was losing weight. And we said to him, Chuck, you need to go to the doctor, dude. You're losing weight. He's like, I don't want to go to the doctor. I just don't want to know what it is. I don't know what it is. You want to know what it was? Pancreatic cancer. That's what killed him. And he didn't want to go. I'm not saying, no, it wasn't pancreatic because that was terminal. If he had gone early, they would have probably been able to catch it. Oh, it was a prostate cancer. Killed him. Killed him dead. That's something every dude over 50 now gets checked routinely. But this guy starts losing weight, because he didn't want to check. And boom, he's dead. He died within months of them mentioning that. Anyway, the group that you're in will dictate how fast you die. So here's the other one. Homicide. Seventh highest cause of death among blacks and has not decreased to any major extent during the 17 years in any group other than in blacks 65 and older. When you hit 65 as a black man, you then enter into the possibility of getting into them white people numbers. You know what I'm saying? You got to just hold on. 64 years and 11 months and some change, you're going, ooh, Lord, just let me get to 65. Boom. Your birthday comes, you're like, yeah, I'm in white man territory. Because the likelihood of you getting killed in the hood has disappeared. Look, it's not a miraculous number or anything. It's just that you probably either got out, you're living in the suburb. I don't know, for a lot of reasons. Maybe you just finally got fed up and said, I ain't hanging around no more black people at the age of 65. Maybe there's a memo that I haven't gotten that says, Kevin, when you get to 65, you can cut off all black people. By the way, they've already cut me off, so I'm pretty good. I'm already in that thing because they traded me. Black people years ago put me in a trade. They made a video of it. We trading Kevin Jackson and Alan West and Star Park and all. Trade us all. All of us, me, Star, Alan West, Clarence, we are going to live. Larry Elder, we're going to live to be 183. We're just going to make a pact. We're going to outlive white people 2-1. Oh, man. Yeah, trade me. Yeah, so, in fact, they said in the 17 years in any other age group other than those age 65, it's gone up. So, in other words, the homicide rate for people over 65 in other age groups has gone up. It's getting more dangerous as a non-black over 65 than it is for a black. So, we blacks are leading in a statistical category, and in a good way. That's a good thing. I don't know why. Maybe when you get to be over 65 as a black person, you're just off limits from a lot of people. Cosby wasn't. I'm not saying they killed him, but they metaphorically killed him because they took away his freedom. He's 80 years old living in a cage because a bunch of women decided they were just going to create a cabal and go, hey, he's sexually molesting me. One of the biggest stars in Hollywood at the time. You know what Cosby's biggest mistake is? Not to get off subject. Cosby's biggest error was he had a prescription for Quaalude. If Cosby didn't have a prescription for Quaalude, if Cosby had a dope dealer that he was getting Quaalude from because he needed it to sleep or whatever Quaalude does, if he had that, just had a dealer, he'd be out of prison. Because this man legally had Quaalude, and he was asked, did you give Quaalude to women? And he answered yes in a deposition. He wasn't saying I gave it to him to give him date rape, He said, yeah, same way people gave out coke at Studio 54 to get laid. That this man is in jail. But hey, he's over 65, so he's safe. He's probably off limits in the in the jail. They'll leave old Cosby alone. Anyway, I thought it was an interesting topic. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.